But we're on King Jehoshaphat. And last week we really got, I don't want to say bogged down, but we really dwelled on his walk, if you remember. Looking at his walk, because he walked in the first ways of David. And then we cross-referenced that and we understood that, you know, the Lord would have us walk, or the Bible talks a lot about our walk, dealing with our daily lifestyle, our conduct. And we did a word study on that in the New Testament on the walk. And now we're looking at his, not just his walk, but we're also looking at the work, his work, number two in your notes, and the work of fortification. We see it in 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Bible tells about his life in 1 Kings 22, but then 2 Chronicles 17, all the way through 2 Chronicles 20, has Jehoshaphat's life interwoven into those passages. Or there's a pretty good chunk of Scripture on King Jehoshaphat. And we find in 2 Chronicles 17 that Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. Who's Israel? Northern kingdom, right? 10 tribes. Jehoshaphat is in Judah, southern kingdom, 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin. And he is king now, and he's strengthening himself, or he's fortifying in his reign, Judah. And with that, he sent forces to protect what his father had built. Look at verse number 2, 2 Chronicles 17 and verse number 2. Good to have Will and Marty back in the service today as well. They've been out. Good to have them feeling better and well enough to be in the service. 2 Chronicles 17, look at verse number 22. The Bible says, "And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken." Or in other words, he did not assume that victories would be won automatically, or that things that had been fought for would be protected just automatically. I think that's interesting. And so he sent garrisons and he sent forces to protect what his father had taken. If you drop down to verse number 7 of 2 Chronicles chapter 17, it says, "Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Benhail and to Obadiah and to Zechariah and to Nathanael and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah." Now, up to this point, 4 kings in Judah, we've not had anybody teaching the law of the Lord in Judah. We've had a lot of idol worship going on. Asa certainly removed some things out of Judah, such as the Sodomites and things like that. He tore down some of the high places. But as far as biblical instruction being taken into the cities surrounding Jerusalem and there being a targeted purpose of we're going to train people in the Word of God, that had not taken place until now Jehoshaphat. Boy, that's a mode of protection as well, isn't it? To get people the Word of God. He fortified physically. He fortified the cities. He protected the cities. But he also fortified spiritually. Jehoshaphat introduced a system of public instruction for the whole land. He made sure that the right things would get passed down. Aren't you glad in our land that there's still some places, there's still some churches, that the right things are getting passed down? They're getting taught. They're getting preached. The Bible's being held high. Christ is being exalted. And foundations and right doctrine is being taught. And thank God for those places in America where that is happening. On this Sunday, thank God Mount Zion Baptist Church is not alone. There are churches across this country that are teaching the right doctrine, are proclaiming the gospel of Christ, are holding the standard of Christ high. And boy, we need that. Jehoshaphat needed that. Those people needed that in that day. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3 as we look at his work of fortification. Did you know that in the New Testament, in Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3, we have the 7 churches of Asia Minor? Jesus speaks to the messengers of the churches. By the way, this is one of the reasons why we do not believe in plurality of elders or pastors in the sense of them being on the same wavelength. We do believe that there can be multiple pastors in the same church, but that there's always a lead pastor or a senior pastor. And one of the reasons we believe that is Revelations 1, 2, and 3. Because the Bible says to these seven churches, unto the angel at the church. So there was one that Jesus was holding responsible. Didn't mean that they didn't have other pastors, but that angel, that word angel means messenger, and we believe it to be the pastor of those churches Jesus is writing to. And he's saying, hey, there's some good things here, but there's some things in your church that need attention. When we get to Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 2, the Bible teaches us, be watchful and do what? Strengthen the things which remain. Strengthen the things which remain. Part of leadership is understanding what needs to be strengthened and strengthening that. So that's part of my job as pastor. When we meet in our annual staff meeting in October, we usually have a time of discussion on the weaknesses of Mount Zion Baptist Church. Preacher, we have weaknesses. And it's the pastor's job to identify those and to help strengthen those. Gentlemen, can I speak to you about your home? You're a leader of your home. It's the leader's job to identify where the weaknesses are, where the fortifications need to take place, and to strengthen. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He strengthened the cities. What was taken, what was conquered, let's build those up. But he also strengthened the people spiritually. Let's get teachers in place. Let's get people to these cities. Let's make sure biblical instruction is taking place. Leaders strengthen. You're a leader. Mark that down in your mind. You're to be strengthening someone. You're to be strengthening what's around you. Those that are in charge of ministries at Mount Zion Baptist Church, you are a strengthener. Okay? I think it's interesting when we study Jehoshaphat that he appointed other leaders to go and do these things. Whether it was strengthening the cities, he sent forces. Hey, those forces were men that were ready to defend, were men that were ready to protect. Listen, leaders don't tear down what they have. They defend what they have. The men of Mount Zion Baptist Church, don't tear down your church. Be ready to defend your church. Be ready to fight and protect for what you have been given by those that have gone on before, like Asa went before Jehoshaphat and passed down something, passed down some cities, passed down some blessings. Man, Jehoshaphat took that seriously, and so did the men, so much that the men defended, they protected what was given them. And leaders at Mount Zion Baptist Church, we need to protect, fortify, strengthen what's been given us. Leaders of your home, be discerning. Be prayerful. You got a new year coming up. New year's a good time to make some adjustments in your home. Already been dealing with some of this in my own heart about our home. God's put some things on my heart in the new year for my home. And my job as the priest of my home to identify what tweaks, changes need to be made, and to make those changes. Gentlemen, challenge you on that. I want to challenge you this morning. There is a work of fortification that Jehoshaphat accomplished in his kingdom, and it blessed the people. And as a leader, it is our jobs to make the same decisions and strengthen the things that remain. But could I take it one step further? It is the Christian's job to understand from the Spirit of God what needs to be strengthened in your life that is becoming weak. Can I list some things that I observe that become weak in believers' lives this morning? Number one, commitments. Commitments. It is easy to get lackadaisical in the right commitments that we have in this life. It is easy to slip up. It is easy to become less faithful. It is easy to just slide in the areas of commitments. Whether that's me giving my word to somebody, whether that's in a marriage situation, whether that's in my church commitments, it is easy to become weak in something that we become strong in. When we say somebody is a committed individual, we usually say of that person that it is a strength of theirs, that they are committed, right? That's a strength for somebody to say, man, that person's committed to fill in the blank, all right? Maybe in your life, there are commitments that you need to fortify and strengthen. Walk, talked about it last week, but walk can become sloppy and weak. And sometimes our walk needs fortified. I'm going to put some things in your hands in the new year that are geared towards that, helping you fortify, strengthen your personal walk. Witnessing is something else that we need to strengthen from time to time. We need to bolster. We need to build up in our lives. Many other things we could spend time on. But Jehoshaphat's work, as we study it, was the work primarily of fortification. That's an important work in our church that needs accomplished, in your family that needs accomplished, in your individual life. All kinds of applications to be made there. And so he did his work. But thirdly, in your notes, there's also God's work that we see in Jehoshaphat's life. Turn to in your Bible to 2 Chronicles 17, and let's look at verse number 4. 2 Chronicles 17, verse number 4. But sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor. He did his work, and then what happened? God did his work. There's that side of our lives. We have work to do, and then we also need God to do his work. And we see that in Jehoshaphat's life.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.